The readings this weekend, I think, offer us a unique opportunity to reflect upon our faith and upon our relationship with God. The prophet Isaiah, in that first reading, paints for us quite a beautiful imagery, really, when we think about it, that the desert will have water, that which is hot will be cooled. This place that is a place of suffering will become a place of refreshment. He tells us that here is your God, divine, who comes to save you with divine recompense. And he tells us that the eyes of the blind will be open and the ears of the deaf be cleared. Now Isaiah is preaching to people who are in exile, in captivity in Babylon. And he is giving them this message of hope. And we know historically that the Babylonian exile did end, and they did go back to Jerusalem. What Isaiah probably didn't realize was the simple fact that he was also pointing to the gospel that we heard today, and Jesus Christ opening the eyes, the ears of this man, unloosening his tongue so that he might praise God. You see, this is the true vindication of God. The true vindication of God is that he brings healing not over the Roman Empire, casting them out, not over the tyranny of this world, but over the power of evil, over the effects of our sins, over sin itself. He comes with vindication and power to heal us where we need healing the most. Now, St. James, in that letter that we heard in that second reading, tells us that we very easily pay attention to the rich over the poor. And this is seen so much in today's society. Just watch television, and those who are on television usually have the most money. They usually have the most power. And they are not those who are necessarily poor. But this provides us with a very interesting way to understand, I think, the healings of Christ. Yesterday, the church had the optional memorial of Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta. And Blessed Mother Teresa told the Western world, us, that the greatest poverty that we experience is not our material poverty, like she experiences in Calcutta, attending to those who are dying on the streets. But rather, it is a spiritual poverty. A spiritual poverty that is a result of our lack of a relationship with God. Jesus Christ pays attention to all the people of his time. He wants to bring healing to every single one of them. But we notice that the only people who are healed are those who are poor, whether physically, materially, or spiritually. Recognize that they are so and seek his healing. We are very blind. We are very deaf. We are very mute. But oftentimes we don't want to recognize that. We don't want to recognize our need for Jesus Christ, because we think we have it all in the bag, so to speak. We think that we can do without God, oftentimes in our society. And yet, we come into this place, Sunday after Sunday, to worship God. And this becomes the question of our faith. You see, the essence of faith is trust. Trust without conditions. Trust without expectations. Trust that is completely open to what God is doing in this moment. Now, I was preaching last night before a football game. So I'm sure everybody last night, well, not everybody, the people all in blue and gold, were thinking about that football game. That's done. Awesome. We won. There's a game, I don't know, next weekend, something like that. The question is, though, there's still going to be things on our mind for today because tomorrow's Labor Day. So we have to plan our picnics. We have to get the food. We have to cook the food. We got to prepare the house and clean the house because guests are going to be coming over or we're going somewhere else. All these things are in our minds. All these distractions, and yet we're here. We're at Mass. And we are before God, who comes with healing, who comes with power, who wants to attend to us in this moment. And do we trust? Do we trust? Do we have faith in God that what he promises will happen? Now, the interesting thing about the healing stories is not everybody in Israel was healed in the time of Christ. And we know that in our own day, we pray to God and we aren't always healed. It's not always an instantaneous healing. It's not always something that comes about right away. I believe at times that God allows us to suffer to help us to recognize this poverty that we have. This poverty that we oftentimes don't want to recognize. And the challenge that comes to us is when we are faced with such poverty, such weakness, such vulnerability, do we turn to him? God, in his great love, this unconditional love, gives us the freedom of choice, the true freedom of choice, to choose either for him or against him, to choose his love, to accept that somehow in the midst of our crazy lives, he is working. And although he may not give us the healing right away, that he is working in and through that condition. You see, God writes straight through the zigzag and the craziness of our lives. He is that constant in which we need to place our faith, in which we need to place our trust. But that faith, that trust, is only best expressed in the way we live our lives. St. Catherine of Siena, in her dialogue with God, heard these words from the Father. They love their neighbors with the same love with which they love me. They love their neighbors with the same love with which they love me. You see, if we place God as the priority of our lives, then everything else falls into place. Because God is able to make sense of the chaos. If we place God and we love God first, then we truly know what it means to love our neighbor. Oftentimes, I think we can reverse that. We say we have to love our neighbor first in order to love God, but the reality is quite the opposite. If we have faith, we have trust in God. If we place no conditions and expectations on him, then we shouldn't do the same for our neighbor. If we are open to God's divine providence and how it is that he's working in our lives, then we don't put those same, then we have to be open in the same way to our neighbor. We know we are affected by sin. We know we are weak. We come to this Mass to turn to God, to turn to his healing, to hear his word, to receive his body, blood, soul, and divinity in this Eucharist. The question is, are we willing to enter into the adventure of life, the adventure of God, to step out of our comfort zone and to be open to how it is He is working in our lives, in this moment and every day.